I love doing theatre stuff anyway. Like we have done a few theatres before, and they're just lovely to play. I know that Weller doesn't like arenas, but he loves theatres, and I can see why, because you just get that little bit more back from the audience, you know, because you can see them at least, you know. Whereas on the arenas, I think that, you know, they're a good 30-40 foot away from you, you know. So it's
a bit more personal.
Yeah, but it's big enough though to feel like you've got room, and you know, it's great. It's nice to have that bit of space from each other. Not that we don't like each other. It's just it's nice to not have to like think, well, if I just step 2 steps left, I'll bump into Sid or something. You know, it's like we don't have to be worried about that. You know, there's nothing to trip over or anything like that, which has happened lots.
I'm guessing that obviously you got the taste for the sort of the theatre and
we do
theatre scene, and you're hungry for more. Of
well, darling.
Kind of yes, of course. Yes, but you'd be hungry for more of those kind of gigs, won't you?
We are much better on slightly bigger venues.
Yeah.
Just if it just ups its game ever so slightly, you know, in capacity or stage size, we perform miles better as well. Just because I think we're just more relaxed, because we've, like I said, there's room and the sound's a little bit better. Just little things that, you know, that you don't have, you know, the luxuries and stuff like that, you know. That said, though, I'm just literally looking out of the boardroom now at the Royal Oak.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And we
famous
did.
Royal Oak.
I'd done some of my favourite gigs ever in that in that top room, when there was no room whatsoever. We were literally in that corner, just under where that sign is, at the Go-Go Club.
Yeah.
And they're still some of our favourite gigs. So that said, you know, it is a bit of a contradiction. But it would, now we've done the bigger gigs, to go back to them, it would be all right now and again, but it's nice to have the bigger stages, definitely.
Good, okay, so 2017, you said you had a bit of a change of management.
Yeah, well, we've got
more focused ones now. And did you say you might have some news of a tour coming up soon, perhaps?
Yeah, well, we're just kind of compiling. We're kind of getting, we're liaising with our agent and where we're, what we're, what venues we want to be in, what cities we want to be in.
Brilliant, yeah.
Trying to get a couple of support tours, things like that.
Yeah.
For a band that are like us, you know. Sometimes it's better to try and support someone else really around the country rather than headline, because you're going to be winning new fans, hopefully, over new fans, you know. Playing to new crowds, but actually making sure they are going to be crowds, you know, not just a couple of bodies.
You've
know.
Had that with Blossoms and that, haven't you?
Yeah, it's great. Stuff like that's great. I mean, that's the advantage that Blossoms had, you know, like in a really good sense, that they managed to get continually good support tours, you know. They did Charlatans, James, they did, you know, Castlefield, but they've done loads, you know, and now they're doing that themselves and stuff.
Of course, yeah.
But so that's, you know, that's the kind of where we want to go. We want to support as many bands as we possibly can that are above us, like, you know. And it's the same with it's really it's really nice and humbling, but like we get bands ourselves, people asking to support us because you know. But that said, it's not that we don't ourselves, you know, we're in exactly the same position as they are in a way, where we want to support bands as well, you know, that are above us.
So so when do we think you might hit the road then?
It should be springtime, you know. Yeah. I know that's loose, but at the moment it kind of is, because we've got a couple of releases that are going to be in the next, I'm hoping it's going to be around then, because we're going to build the tour around the release, you know.
Right. Well, that's exciting as well. Exciting bit of news. You obviously touched on it before. You was in the studio when you got the call to support Ocean Colour Scene. So yeah, so you've obviously been working hard at new stuff. And
yeah, I mean, we've got a video. For the first single, we've got a video ready for that. Which has been done for the past year, really. Nearly. Yeah. We did it probably like March time last year, maybe, something like that.
Yeah.
And we've just been sitting on that, you know.
Right.
It's really good. I really, really want people to see it now, but you've just got to, it's a case of, I've had a lot of people saying, you know, what are you doing and when are you getting new stuff out? It's a case of, I think, we've learned from the past that if you're, you know, if there's anyone kind of listening that's in a band, it's important really that I think you don't just release something and then you're busy trying to recoup money or, you know, get back in the studio or get your writing better or something like that. We're trying to line all our ducks up, you know, and get them ready and a finished product ready to just bang out one after the other.
Yeah,
that's where we are now.
Yeah, because you said to me earlier before we came on that this new, you feel as though you've got a real path, you know,
focus and it's like it's all we're doing the same thing, but I'd just say it's more streamlined. You know, we've got an idea of exactly what we have to do now.
Yeah,
with George and Terry who are looking after us now. They're doing all the stuff that, you know, management take over, and they're just saying, look, go away, rehearse, write, you know, and
leaving you to do
and record. Pretty much. But when you've got all that to do, and do the kind of the boring stuff that musicians hate doing anyway, which is, you know, that's draining anyway. You don't want to do the writing bit then because you've been doing all the stuff that you hate doing, and it makes you feel a bit deflated. So we're all really excited about it now.
Oh, that's
ready to kind of go. Got a new rehearsal room up at Pressure in Diggle. Yeah.
Brilliant.
Little cheeky plug.
Yeah, good stuff.
It's good though up there.
Yeah.
There's some great bands up there as well. You know Gardenback. Have you heard Gardenback?
I've heard of them. Yeah, I've not kind of.
I really like them. I did a couple of demos for them once. I recorded them at our old rehearsal room, and I think they've done the Go-Go Club before. Yeah, I'm sure they have.
Yeah.
Neil and Jacob and.
And
Ellis. They're a good like little kind of. Grungy little, you know, kind of garage rock band.
Good.
They're good.
Okay, excellent. That's fine then, Jake. I think we'll probably wrap it up there. So I'll obviously get together with you, hopefully, on the, you know, to do a bit of a tour preview.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, as I say, just watch out for Cupids on Facebook, Twitter and all the usual social media outlets. Thanks very much, Jake.
You're welcome.
Cheers. Yeah. Thank you.